time for our weekly chat with 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins. Brad with us on Tuesdays every week throughout the legislative sessions and going to be talking to us about how they are basically at the halfway point now. We'll talk about some transitions that have been made as a result of that as far as how the proceedings go in the Senate, and also talk about what we touched on a little bit yesterday with Wenatchee Mayor Frank Kuntz, that transportation package, which could include some money for the remainder of the Confluence Parkway project. That's certainly the hope here locally. Get Brad's perspective on that, and also talk about redistricting and his three bills as well. And Brad, I appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much.
Yeah, good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So not on our itinerary, which is quite lengthy as it is, but just real quickly, do you plan to be at the Capitol at all now that they have doubled the number of senators that are going to be allowed on the chamber floor?
Yeah, I heard your report last hour, both for the House and Senate, and they have expanded that a little bit. Although it remains to be seen whether some of us actually want to go through the process, because as you mentioned, the differences between the House and the Senate rules. I'm fully vaccinated. I'm boosted. I could show a vaccination card, but they're not requiring that in the Senate. What they're requiring in the Senate is a negative test. And right now, that the testing lines for all the staff, even the members, it could take you over an hour to get that that result, and you have to wait in line, wait in your car. So, and then once you get in there, you're masked up, and it's, you know, there's only half of us in there. So, I'm not yet convinced that, you know, that's a process I want to go through, but I do believe, you know, the potential would be this week or later in the session that I could spend a couple weeks over in Olympia on the floor.
All right. Well, we may be talking with you from the Capitol at some point here in the future. I was just curious about that. So let's move on and talk about the transitions that have been made in the Senate as far as business is concerned now that we've hit the halfway mark of the proceedings for 2022. A couple of big curves here just recently, I know.
Yeah, so basically the whole legislative session is built around a rigorous schedule with cutoff dates and bills that need to get out of committee by a certain date. And for a 60-day session, which is what we're in this year, the schedule is very compressed. So the cutoffs have already occurred for bills to make their way out of both what we call the policy committees as well as the budget or fiscal committees. And so the next major cutoff is February 15th, which is 1 week from today. And now that the committee process is largely concluded for Senate bills, all of the senators are going to be moving forward to the floor debate. As you mentioned, there will be some that will be in person, others that will be remote, but we will be focusing on all of the bills that have come out of committee that are eligible to be voted on. There's a couple steps in between when bills make it out of their committee and when they could actually come to the floor for a vote. But we will be spending an extensive amount of time in the full Senate voting on bills approved by their committees for the next week.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to finding out what your involvement will be as far as those bills are concerned. We'll talk about your three, actually, as far as this year's session is concerned and where they're at here in just a little bit. But let's touch on the transportation budget and kind of swing to that, because this is something we had an opportunity to chat with Wenatchee Mayor Frank Kuntz about in studio yesterday for a brief moment. There is some hope, Brad, as he mentioned yesterday, that a transportation package will be unveiled and that part of that transportation package could be enough money to finish out what is necessary for the Confluence Parkway project to break ground, or at least some more money for it. So what perspective do you have on this process? I know you were involved in that meeting, conference that took place late last week along with the mayor.
Yeah, I'm excited about the possibilities. And, you know, my role as a legislator is to try to elevate these issues when they potentially can come up through the legislature and raise awareness in the community. And of course, this Confluence Parkway project has been something that has been the number one priority for the city of Wenatchee, as well as the Chelant Douglas Transportation Council and all of the local transportation groups and planners for a number of years, maybe 10 years or more. We haven't really had a large statewide new transportation investment package since 2015. We do approve all three budgets every year, and we do plan on a transportation budget for this year, as well as the other two budgets. And those are those are proposals that are sort of rolled out around this time once we cross that halfway mark in session. But in addition to that, for transportation, there is a high likelihood of legislators, the chairs of the two committees, unveiling soon a mini transportation investment package for new transportation improvements. We have a lot of revenue coming in from the federal government. The state of Washington passed a climate commitment act, which, you know, there's some revenue scheduled to come in the future years for that. There's been this idea of maybe instead of the motor vehicle, the taxes, the sales taxes from motor vehicles going to the operating budget, maybe we can transition those sales tax revenues from vehicles to the transportation budget and fund projects. So I think this week, the Senate and the House leaders are going to unveil a new package proposal. And I don't believe it'll include Confluence Parkway yet, but I serve on the Transportation Committee in the Senate, and those proposals need to come through the committee. And that, I believe, would be the opportunity to weigh in. Now, Confluence Parkway, as you and the mayor talked about, it received the portion of the federal grant is about $49 million to the Confluence Parkway project specifically. The project itself is a $134 million total project. So that leaves $85 million unfunded. I think that's achievable. I honestly do, and I think the timing is right. And if we unfortunately miss this opportunity, it could be maybe a decade or more before we have the chance to really do something. So I organized a meeting with my colleague who's the chair of the Senate Transportation Committee. He's a new chair of the committee because Steve Hobbs used to be the chair, but he got elevated to the Secretary of State. And so now we have a new chair, and so I used the opportunity with both the Republican leader of the committee and the Democratic chair to bring all the staff together who serve the committee, as well as Mayor Koontz, Jeff Wilkins from the Transportation Council, Richard DeRock, and others. And we had a really good extended conversation about this project earlier last week. And the response was very encouraging. So I think we're well positioned, you know, and we'll just kind of have to see how things play out in the next few weeks.
Brad, is Transpo one of those things that's still difficult to get funding to rural areas for in the state? Is that still kind of an issue? I know Wenatchee is sort of a bit of an exception. Again, it's one of those few cities that does not have an interstate running through it that's of a certain size and carries enough traffic and such, so on. We also have caught the attention of a lot of Westsiders just because they visit our area, so they could potentially be aware of the congestion having been caught in it, but it's nothing like what's seen on the west side, so we're still kind of laughed at for suggesting that we have congestion here at all by many of them. So is that still kind of difficult to do given those factors and others?
Well, and actually I'm, to use a transportation pun unintended, but I'm steering into that a little bit because these transportation leaders always talk about wanting to put together these statewide packages. And we have these mega projects in Western Washington that need support. And there's always projects in Spokane, but I say, hey, what about Central Washington? What about North Central Washington? What about my hometown of Wenatchee? We have these huge geographical barriers with the foothill mountains pushing against the city. The city is a pretty mature community at this point. We got the Columbia River on the other side and the Wenatchee River boxing us in on the third side. And we have basically only one point of crossing of the Wenatchee River. I mean, it's a major, major issue. And if we don't get this resolved at some point, and unfortunately we miss an opportunity, then what's it going to be like 15, 20 years from now in our community when there's more growth in Sunny Slope, more growth in Douglas County? And I really want to commend Mayor Koontz, the Transportation Council, and Laura Merrill and Mayor's team. I mean, they have been really steadfast working on this, very tenacious trying to get that federal grant. And I'm eager to support them, but I just need the community to kind of engage in this process because there is a potential this year. There's also a potential next year if it doesn't happen. But Chris, one thing I'll tell you, as you've reported about, we're undergoing a major redistricting change for our 12th legislative district. And beginning next year, we're going to have included in our district a big portion of Snohomish County all the way to Monroe, and a portion of King County, including North Bend and many unincorporated areas. And guess what? They have lots of transportation needs. And so I just fear that if we can't get this done, you know, timing is everything, but if we can't get this done in the near future, we may miss an opportunity. And also those federal infra grant dollars that the city so successfully applied for and received, they're time limited. And so we're reaching a decision point in our community, and me as a legislator, and I'm not sure if it's going to play out in the next 4 weeks or next legislative session, but I'm trying to position us to be successful with this project if that's what our community wants.
Yeah, it's absolutely something that we'll be checking in on with you, Brad. I know throughout the course of not only the weeks ahead, but also certainly maybe even the months and years ahead. Hopefully, it won't take that long, but we've got the process moving at least, and have those federal dollars installed. As far as the redistricting process is concerned, Brad, you alluded to it. I know we wanted to talk about that today. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention on the subject of redistricting, though?
Well, we have 30 days as a legislature to approve these maps or they go into effect. There's basically just small technical changes to them. The House has already approved those. I think the Senate may do that today. And then basically, that's what it is, although there are some lawsuits that have been filed, too, about some of the proposals. So some things related to redistricting are going to be finalized today, and other things are still left unresolved and will likely be settled in court. So it's kind of a messy process right now.
Yeah, for sure. And there's it's creating an interesting election season that's going to be looking at us here, because I know that now that the redistricting has happened for a few assorted folks that will be running, especially as incumbents, they're supposed to be in a little bit greater jeopardy of losing their seats. But we'll deal with that as time wears on and see how the redistricting lawsuits go. Brad, real quick to finish out, you've got three bills that have been circling around in the Senate this year as well. So where are they at? How's that going?
Well, moving along, my Senate Bill 5487 is that voluntary school district incentive bill if school districts voluntarily consolidate. That bill has successfully passed two committees now, the Education Committee and the Senate Budget Committee, and is closer to getting brought to the floor. My workforce housing bill that I've been partnering with Mayor Flory and Chelan County and folks from the Chelan Valley Housing Trust and others, that has cleared the committee, cleared the Rules Committee, which handles which bills can come to the floor. And I believe that bill, Senate Bill 5868, could come to the floor this week. And then I have that Highway 2 study bill that I proposed from Wenatchee to Monroe. I've been working with Mayor Flory and others on that, as well as the mayor from Sultan and Monroe. We think that probably won't advance through the Transportation Committee separately as a bill, but we're going to try to do something as a section of the budget. And I knew that was always a possibility, Chris, but sometimes I wanted to use my position and use the bill as a vehicle to sort of raise awareness and shine a spotlight before the committee, because we had a really successful hearing on it. And but hopefully we can get a little provision in the transportation budget this year to fund some work on Highway 2 for study purposes.
Yeah, lots of infrastructure taking focus for sure, it seems like, especially coming out of the pandemic, maybe here in the near future, we're hoping too, Brad. So that's something we'll keep our finger on the pulse of. Again, with 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins joining us on Tuesdays throughout the legislative sessions every week here as part of the Coho Morning Show. Brad, appreciate the time very much. Stay well. We'll talk next week.
Sounds great, Chris. Thanks so much.